Hello and welcome to All Four Downs Podcast. I'm Ovi1, and today's episode, I am going to be talking about the NFC West. Yes, and I tell you what, it's very interesting to see how this division is going to form up because the Rams had to deal with a lot of injuries. The 49ers made it to the playoffs. The Cardinals looked very lost. And then you got the Seahawks who surprised everybody. But which four teams this year are going to make it and finish in first place and win the title? Yeah, let's start with 2011 season all the way till today. The Seattle Seahawks have the most wins with 121, 72-1. Then we have the San Francisco 49ers with 103 wins. But in comparison to all four teams here, only three have reached the Super Bowl twice, and only two have won one Super Bowl. That is the Seahawks and the Rams. Now, 49ers have been itching away and trying to get to the promised land, and they've always been falling short. Killed to do it this year. Okay. On the other side, the Arizona Cardinals, they're starting with a new head coach. Wondering if that head coach could possibly turn things around for the Cardinals and get into its winning ways. This is going to be a tough division within the four teams battling against each other. The 49ers and Seahawks won four titles since 2011 and the Rams three. Which one of these four teams are actually going to win it all? And I'm going to start with the schedule of the San Francisco 49ers. They start off the season against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they haven't had a losing season yet with their head coach, but things could be on the rise for the Steelers, but we'll get to the AFC in the later episodes. But here, the 49ers, I mean, they got quite of a competition. The rise of the NFC East, they were dominant last season. They continue going to be dominant this season. Can the 49ers hang? I'm looking forward for the 49ers versus the Giants, as well as against the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. But they've also been challenged against the Washington Commanders. But as you can see at the very last game, they go against the Los Angeles Rams, and can the Rams be healthy? But for Kyle Shanahan, look at his resume, 52-46, one Super Bowl appearance, they're 1-2 in the NFC Championship. That speaks volume as to how he could take this team, especially at times where he technically, in the media's version, they really not have a quarterback. Can Trey Lance do it? Can Trey Lance be healthy enough and stick around and remain as the starting quarterback? As you know, he got hurt during week two of last year's season. But man, there's this guy named Brock Purdy who's also is fabulous, and he was the last pick of the draft last year. I'm just saying, I kind of like Purdy, but is he healthy enough? They got McCaffrey and the rest of the crew there. As we can see, Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, they're going to battle it out for the starting job. Preferably, I think it's Trey Lance because he's the first-round pick. Christian McCaffrey has been phenomenal since leaving Carolina. Kittle and Deebo Samuel, I mean, these guys remain there, right? So you expect the 49ers to actually be contenders once again. We're looking at the Seattle Seahawks, Pete Carroll. I mean, look at what he has done with this team. 128 wins, 81 loss, one draw as the head coach. 2-0 in NFC Championship. He's 1-1 in the Super Bowl. And could he have that success? Can he deliver? You know, he took a chance with Smith as the starting quarterback, but the wide receiver core, as we're going to go ahead and continue to look. Again, Geno Smith, quarterback. Kenneth Walker, the third. Fantastic running back, but Metcalf. You got the rookie, Jackson Smith, who's coming from Ohio State. And then on defense, Tariq Woolen, who is fabulous in catching up with interceptions. These Seahawks are very talented, and I wouldn't be surprised if they could step up and overcome the 49ers. The Rams are coming back healthy as possible. You know, they were dealing with injuries, and there was questions about Sean McVay leaving to go to the media side of the house, but he's remaining there. He has 60 wins, 38 losses, 7-3 in the playoffs. He has a Super Bowl win, five of his six winning seasons, man. again, 5 of 6 winning seasons. Last season was a loss, but I tell you what, they're fixing to bounce back. And if you know the Rams, they always find a way midseason to make valuable trades to help better that whole entire organization. But I'm just seeing, can the Rams handle the 49ers? Can they handle the Seattle Seahawks? And look at here, San Francisco 49ers, I say again, you know, that's their rival, but Cincinnati is in the schedule. Philadelphia, Dallas. I mean, they're going against the entire NFC East. I think they can handle it. I really do. Okay, but look at here. They lost Jalen Ramsey, and they lost Bobby Wagner. Ramsey went to Miami. Wagner went back to the Seattle Seahawks. And there you have it. Stafford, Akers, Kupp, Donald, they're all there in the team. Can Aaron Donald keep producing the sacks? Cooper Kupp, can he be dominant in the offense? Can Stafford stay healthy and avoid interceptions? And look at the newcomers on the draft. Stetson Bennett, Byron Young, Kobe Turner. The Rams had 14 picks in this year's draft. And that's just trying to stabilize the whole thing. And they got the coaches, and they got the momentum to go in and create an upset for that division. We're looking at the Cardinals right now. Jonathan Gannon, who is the former defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, entered his first season. Definitely the Cardinals need defense. And with the coach's mind and everything else to improve in that defense, that really is not really the focus. The focus is really the offense. Can Kyle Murray bounce back and be that quarterback that the organization want him to be? Okay. That was the biggest struggle for the Cardinals, because that offense, a lot of three and outs, putting a lot of pressure on the defense to perform. And they just didn't have it. Kyle Murray, James Conner, DeAndre Hopkins, can those three take over and make things happen over there? I don't know, man. I'm still questioning on the identity of for the Cardinals here. So here's my prediction. I'm going to stay with the San Francisco 49ers winning the division 11-6. I got the Seahawks at 10-7, the Rams 9-8, and the Cardinals 7-10. What's your pick on the NFC West? Who do you think is going to win? Do you agree with me, or do you find yourself with a different team taking it to the promised land? Right now, I just don't see how anyone could actually beat the 49ers this year in that division. The only replacement that's really a big deal is the quarterback, but we already know that no matter who the quarterback is, there's plenty of talent surrounding the 49ers, and that is why they're going to win the NFC West.